Hi guys, welcome back. I'm Tiffany.
And I'm Laura.
And yesterday we were looking at some of the good points and bad points about different kinds of travel. But the first one we looked at was a group tour.
To be honest, I don't really like group tours. 我真的很讨厌跟团。Yeah, so I do agree with what they say. Yesterday, actually, you won't be able to make your own plans. 就是如果我突然说，欸，我想要去做什么事情，我可能不行啊，因为大家已经 they have set schedules, 就是已经排好既定的一些行程，所以我就没有办法想要干嘛就干嘛。So I don't really like that.
And you have to wake up so early. I want to sleep in.
Oh my gosh, 真的，我们想要睡到自然醒，sleep in. 所以我们好像比较不适合 group tours. 所以呢，我跟 Tiffany 老师比较是偏向 we love traveling independently. 我们比较喜欢自由行，但是自由行当然也是有着优点跟缺点 ，right, Tiffany?
Yeah. So should we take a look and learn more about that?
Yeah. Okay,
let's take a look. Group tours versus independent travel. Which is better?
请在每句朗读后一起跟着念哦。Let's go!
Independent travel. You can make all of your own decisions.You can travel on your own or with a friend. This type of travel is often much cheaper. You'll need to plan everything yourself.It can be stressful to prepare for trips. You'll need to be more careful to stay safe. If you're traveling soon,You might want to explore interesting places on your own. On the other hand, it might sound more relaxing to travel with a group.Either way, it's your vacation. So, make sure that you're happy with your trip.
Word power.
Decision.Decision. Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision. Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision. Cheap. Cheap. The food at this restaurant is cheap.But it's really good. The food at this restaurant is cheap, but it's really good. Interesting. Interesting. That movie looks really interesting. I want to watch it. That movie looks really interesting. I want to watch it.Vacation. Vacation. Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday. Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday.
All right, so today we're going to take a look at independent travel. Remember last time we learned independent means that you do things on your own. So this is something that Laura and I prefer to do. We prefer independent travel.
I know, we're independent women. Okay. Yeah. 因为我们非常的独立，所以我们可以走一种自由行的路线。当我们去 traveling, 当我们去旅游，我们当然就是喜欢 independent travel. 那如果你觉得这个到底是好还是不好，没关系，我们来说服你。There are some really good points about independent travel.Let's take a look.
So the first point is you can make all of your own decisions. I love it.
That's so us.
I love the freedom.
真的，就是我跟 Tiffany 超爱自由行，因为呢，一开始我们就提到这个优点，就是你可以自己 OK 做，你可以自己可以做所有的决定。那这里呢，我们看到的就是你自己的决定，就是 your own decisions. 这有强调的语气，就是我们可以有自己的什么什么 and decision.
Right, decision is our word, power word, and it's spelled D.E-C-I-S-I-O-N. Decision. It's a noun and it means a choice you make after you think about it for a while. All right, so does everyone know this show, America's Next Top Model?
Oh my God,
it's
I love
it. It's our favorite show, right? It's your favorite show. You know, every single week, Tyra Banks has to make a decision. She has to think about who will go or who will stay in this competition.Then, at the very, very end, she makes a final decision. This is where she picks the winner of America's Next Top Model.
Oh my God, I think she's going to pick us.
I think she's going to pick you.
Oh, she's going to pick you.
Oh my God,
me? Beautiful.
Me?
Okay, let's take a look at today's example sentence first.
Okay, it says, Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision. Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision.
Aww,
what a good respectful.
Husband. Yeah, 真的是好丈夫暖男哦。我们来看一下 decision 这个字哦，其实就是决定的意思，它是个名词哦。所以如果你要用它的动词，就是 to decide, D-E-C-I-D-E. 所以刚刚我们提到是哦，美国超级名模。OK, 谁是下一个名模？有没有大？就是大家有没有看到那个节目？然后每次呢，那个主持人 Tyra Banks 他好可。他就是说他要决定谁要就是要 go or stay 就是谁会被淘汰所以我觉得呢有时候当原来主持人跟评审也是非常难因为他们都要做决定那 Robert 呢刚刚我们的例句提到就是他在做重大决定的之前呢哇他都会跟他老婆讨论哦重大的决定当然就是 a big decision 非常好的老公
yeahAlright, so the second point, good point about going traveling by, independently is you can travel on your own or with a friend. And of course, I'm going to travel with you.
Of course. Okay, 所以当然因为是自由行所以你自己可以选择到底你要是怎么样 travel on your own, 就是独自一起去 旅行或者是呢 or with a friend, 或是跟朋友一起旅行。那我当然一定会选 Tiffany 跟我去玩因为我们两个其实我们很容易就是 we're so chill 就是我们两个就是很随性啊然后就是我们有时候有点疯疯的 but that's so fun、okay?
yeah and if you want to travel with your friend you can say this person is your travel buddy as well、
Woo-hoo!
So Laura is my travel buddy、
Aww.
All right so the next point it says this type of travel is often much cheaper
yeah because you get
so
to
important
yeah you get to decide you know where you want to stay you canPerhaps choose a cheaper hotel, for example.
Yeah.
所以这样的旅行，因为你自己可以去做一些决定，通常比较便宜，你就可能可以选一些比较便宜的住宿啦。OK, 所以呢，我觉得这也是为什么我跟 Tiffany 比较喜欢自由行。Maybe we could like, you know, save a lot of money, like, compared to like group tours, right?
And plus, you can also choose different kinds of airlines to take. You can take
budget airlines. 廉价航空。
Yeah, you don't have to take the expensive ones. All right.So, we see the word cheap here. It's our word power word. It's spelled C-H-E-A-P, cheap. Now, if you want to use it to compare things, so we say cheap, cheaper, at E-R, and cheapest, E-S-T. Okay, so for example, a $30 NT bowl of noodles is cheap, but $100 for a bowl of noodles is not cheap. We call that expensive. Okay, we can use cheap in a sentence like this. We can say, the food at this restaurant is cheap,But it's really good. The food at this restaurant is cheap, but it's really good.
Yeah, sometimes like, some food are actually really cheap, but they taste really good. 其实便宜的东西有时候我觉得还蛮好吃，不一定要很贵哦。我们来看一下 cheap 这个字哦 ,C-H-E-A-P。那其实呢它就是 expensive 的相反词 ,expensive 就是昂贵的。那我个人呢都很喜欢吃便宜的路边摊。
Me too, like, those are the best.
Yeah, like Oazin or like Tembula, you know, I love night market food. They're cheap, but they're delicious.OK, 那我们刚刚的例句提到就是这间餐厅的食物虽然很便宜但真的很好吃。
I agree. All right, so we learned all about the good points, the pros. Now we're going to take a look at the cons again. The cons again are just the bad points. And one of them is you'll need to plan everything yourself. OK, you don't really like that.
OK, I don't really like that, but that's why I'm bringing you.
Yeah, don't worry, I can plan it. I know. I like to make plans.
因为自由行我通常就会带那种非常有想法的人。OK, 像我就不会带 LB, 因为 LB 呢 ,LB 老师呢其实他有种太随性跟我一样也是一种很懒散的人所以我就一定会带 Tiffany! OK, 所以你必须要自己怎么样规划一切 plan everything yourself.
Second point is, it says, it can be stressful to prepare for trips. OK, yes, planning for trips is, you know, it's better, you can do everything yourself, but sometimes it's stressful. And stressful means to feel a lot of pressure, to feel a lot of stressed, to feel like, oh, you have to do so many things in such a small amount of time.
Oh my god.
Yeah.
Do I look stressful? I'm biting my nails.
Oh my god, stop. Okay. You're ruining your nails. You won't be beautiful.
That's right.
Your nails won't look beautiful.
OK, 我们接着来看一下就是如果呢你想要自由它还是有不好的点有哪些像是为旅程做准备的时候你可能会感到怎么样、很焦虑 stressful OK 我们都知道 stress 就是压力啊那如果 stressful 在它字尾加 ful 就是很多的可能就是压力就是指令人焦虑的或是令人紧张的而刚刚我们有提到 prepare for trips prepare for something 就是为什么做准备
Okay, now the next point, it says, you'll need to be more careful to stay safe.
Okay, that's kind of true. Because you probably will be traveling either alone or with a friend.
And you might not know all the local places to go, so it's a little bit more dangerous.
The taboos and everything.
I know.
Sometimes it could, be very dangerous out there. 对，有时候我们其实要出国这个旅游，还是要小心，要do some research. 可能要可能去 Google online 看去当地有什么禁忌 taboos 啊，或是有什么不能去的地方，因为你必须要怎么样。接着他有提到说 ，you need to be more careful to stay safe.、你必须要更注意。安全 OK、
That's、
尤其是、
so、important.
一个人去旅行的话又是女生像我们、
yeah.
Look at Tiffany 她这么美她可能会遇到一些很恐怖的就是搞不好有人
And I'm short too Oh my god It's even more dangerous
如果要攻击她的话其实还蛮简单的 OK
So I always try to stay safe
OK So if you're traveling soon You might want to explore interesting places on your own
Right、So we already learned about all the pros and cons And overall they're saying thatWe want to explore, we might want to do things on our own. So explore means to just travel through a place and to learn more about it.
OK, 接着文章有点要做一个这个两者比较的总结。他说诶如果你即将要去旅行可能呢会想要独自探索有趣的地方哦。这里的 explore, 当然就是指探索。那 interesting, what does this word mean?、
OK, well, interesting is spelled I-N-T-E-R-E-S-T-I-N-G, interesting. It's an adjective and it means something that attracts your attention, it makes you want to learn more about it. So, for example, do you think Laura and I are interesting teachers? Do we make you want to learn more about English?
Oh my god, I think they're shouting out, of course, yes, we want you.
We're so interesting, right?
Okay, so how do we put this interesting in a sentence?
Okay, we can say that movie looks really interesting. I want to watch it.That movie looks really interesting. I want to watch it.
好，我们来看一下 interesting 这个形容词，就是有趣的。其实注意哦，如果你要说什么东西令你感到，就觉得这个东西很有趣，我们可以说 it is very interesting. Like that movie, that book is interesting. 那如果你要说你对什么感到有兴趣，你可以说 oh, I'm interested in 什么什么 interested 就是感到兴趣的意思，不要搞混哦。那刚刚 的例句就是说那部电影看起来很有趣，我好想去看哦。
The article then says, on the other hand, it might sound more relaxing to travel with a group. Okay, on the other hand just means that but, however, you're looking at something and thinking about its good points and bad points, just like what we did before.
OK, 可是接着呢这个文章又开始要平反一下说诶可是另一方面呢这个团体旅游可能听起来比较轻松。所以当在文章当中我们又提到 on the other hand, 我们其实就是想要做一种比较比对的一个概念就是诶可是另外一方面来说有 but, however, 然而如何如何类似的语气哦就是要做一个转折的语气去做一个比较。OK, 所以我们刚刚提到就是说 relaxing, OK, 他说团体旅游可能比较轻松令人轻松的我们可以用 relaxing 来表示。
That's true. It is. And next it says, either way, it's your vacation.
OK, 这个最后在当然就是还是要大家自己你自己要自己做决定的概念就是 either way, 有这个不管怎么样或是不管是用哪一种方式也就是我们在这里提到的 group tour, 就是团体旅游或者是travel independently or independent travel,、mm-hmm. 就是说要去自己去自由行的去旅游。这是你的假期所以你可能要自己伤脑筋哦。
Yeah, so,It's your vacation. Vacation is our word, power word, and it's spelled V-A-C-A-T-I-O-N. It's a noun, and it means a time where you spend away from home, school, or a job. So usually we have summer vacation. Okay, you guys are on summer vacation, or you have winter vacation. It's meant for you to relax. Now, it's quite fun. The British actually say on holiday. So instead of saying, I'm going on vacation, they say, I'll be on holiday.Next week or something.
Interesting.
Yeah. Okay, next, let's take a look at our word power sentence. We can say, Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday. Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday.
OK, 我们来看一下 vacation 这个字就是假期。刚刚有提到就是说反正你自己斟酌一下到底你想要去一个人去还是跟团这样子的概念哦。因为这是你的假期啊所以你最知道自己想要的是什么。那我们常常提到 vacation 去度假你就可以说 I'll be on,I'm going on a vacation, 对不对 ?I'm going on vacation.、Mm-hmm. 可是呢在英式的说法很有趣耶它会用I'll be on holiday. 诶这个还蛮有趣的。他们竟然是用 on holiday 来表示去度假。OK, 我们来看一下刚刚的例句提到的就是 Gary, 这星期他是休假的 ,he's on vacation. 他星期一才会回办公室哦。
Okay, and lastly, we finish off with the article saying, so, make sure that you're happy with your trip.
对呀、啊、大家自己想一想啦。但是最重要的是你要确定自己对旅程怎么样满意就好。所以不管你是用哪个方法只要开心去玩就好咯。
Alright, so before we get into our wrap up, let's take a look at our magic box and we'll be right back.
Magic box!
找亮点 Hi everyone 课文这两天在介绍跟团旅游和自由行的优缺点没听没关系 Winnie 直接帮你结论就是 This is your vacation 这是自己的假期不管你选跟团或是自由行自己开心就好啦看到选两者之一的关键字有没有觉得跟 either 有关呢我们学过 either E-I-T-H-E-R 表示也不 For example, my sister doesn't drink coffee and I don't either 我姐姐不喝咖啡我也不喝咖啡就是 to 的否定用法啦另外我们也可以顺便学 either A or B 的用法表示不是 A 就是 B 要么就是 A 要么就是 B 比如我家就只有咖啡和茶 You can either have coffee or tea要么就是喝咖啡要么就只能喝茶啦或者我们可以再造一句 This is a song that people either love or hate 这是一首你要么就很爱要么就很讨厌的歌所以我们学会 either A or B 的用法表示两者之一 either way 这个片语呢则是表示不管怎样的意思刚刚 Winnie 说我家就只有咖啡或茶 either way they are both hot 从 either 这个字的用法出发就很好记啦。不管你选咖啡或是茶，两个中的哪一个 either way 都只有热的可以喝。今天 Winnie 帮大家总整理了 either 的所有用法。 Let's finish it with a quiz。我周末要么看电影，要么就去咖啡厅。不管怎样，一定要有冷气。I go to the movie theater. Go to a cafe on weekends. There must be AC. 空格很多，分别该填进什么呢 ？Try out, and I will see you soon. The answer is, I either go to the movie theater or go to a cafe on weekends.Either way, there must be AC. 你答对了吗？
Wait for it. It's review time. 复习时间到喽。
All right, so welcome to our review time. Today, we're going to fill in the blanks.
Okay, 我最会这个就是其实要听 Tiffany 老师要讲一句话，可是他会就是有一个字没有讲，我要填空它。
All right, so the first one is, I'm going on blank to Greece.Next Monday.
但是要去度假 vacation.
So smart. Okay, I know one. Tyra Banks made a blank to make me America's next top model.
我不相信这一定是个例句 okay? 所以她不会做这样这么烂的决定。决定就是 decision.
She's gonna decide on me though.
I doubt it. Anyway, next.
Okay, I love eating food at the night market because it is so blank.
Yummy.
Close. It has something to do with money.
Okay, 我知道，因为路边摊的东西都很便宜 cheap.
Yes. Okay, last one. I think Laura is blank because she is the best teacher ever.
Funny?
Close.
我觉得我还蛮搞笑的。
You are, but okay, there's another word.
Tall.
Okay, yes.
Okay.
You're tall.
好，我开玩笑，答案应该就是 interesting, 有趣的。
Yes.
Did you get it? You guys probably got it earlier than I did.
Because you guys are smarter.
Yeah. Right, 因为我刚刚有点在玩，你知道吗? Okay. Well, I had so much fun teaching with Tiffany today. Did you guys have fun listening to us?
Of course you guys did.
I know you guys love learning English with us. Okay, until next time, I'm Laura.
I'm Tiffany.
Goodbye.
Bye. Group tours versus...Independent travel. Which is better? Independent travel. You can make all of your own decisions. You can travel on your own or with a friend. This type of travel is often much cheaper. You'll need to plan everything yourself.It can be stressful to prepare for trips. You'll need to be more careful to stay safe. If you're traveling soon, you might want to explore interesting places on your own. On the other hand, it might sound more relaxing to travel with a group. Either way, it's your vacation, so...Make sure that you're happy with your trip.
Decision. Decision. Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision. Robert always talks to his wife before he makes a big decision. Cheap.Cheap. The food at this restaurant is cheap, but it's really good. The food at this restaurant is cheap, but it's really good. Interesting. Interesting. That movie looks really interesting. I wantto watch it. That movie looks really interesting. I want to watch it. Vacation. Vacation. Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday. Gary is on vacation this week. He'll be back in the office on Monday.